USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is heading to the Supreme Court after being confirmed by the Senate. The final vote was 53-47 with Republicans Mitt Romney from Utah, Susan Collins from Maine, and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska voting to confirm the judge. Former Clerk for Justice Thomas Kerry Severino reacts to the three Republicans who voted to confirm Judge Brown.
I think that reflects the fact that Republicans have come around to the idea that Democrats have known for now several decades, which is that they don't have to just vote for every single nominee that comes along, that actually the judicial philosophy of the nominee does matter.
The White House won't be taking any extra COVID precautions to protect the president. This as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and several other White House staffers tested positive for the virus in recent weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.